Let's talk a bit of golf right now. And coming up is Bruce Young from a very busy weekend. G'day, Bruce.
Billy J, Peter. Yes, it has been for sure one of the busiest and quite successful for Australian golfers.
Yeah, well, firstly, Victorian Mark Leishman, he's probably going to get his card out of this win in the Classic in Texas.
Yeah, it's a bit of a movable feast, the final amount of money that he'll need, but it certainly appears that he's within probably $7,000 or $8,000. The win this morning, the 11-shot victory in Midland in Texas this morning, taking him to $198,000 for the season, and that's probably about $7,000 or $8,000 short of where he needs to be inside the top 25 at the completion of the season. But he's done his chances a lot of good. One of those last two or three tournaments is the Tour Championship, and there's no cut in that tournament, so he's guaranteed probably $3,000 or $4,000 there. So he's all but assured of getting his card for the PGA Tour next season as a result of that win. He's a very talented player, is Mark Leishman. We saw him win three Bond Night at Tour events a couple of years ago. He's been a pro about 3 years. But this is certainly his first win on the nationwide tour and probably his most significant win because of what it's given him and the opportunity that it's probably created for him.
Yeah, you talk about him getting into the top 25. There's a couple of other Australians in there too, aren't there?
Yes, well, in fact, now we have three guaranteed because not only Jared Lyle and Greg Chalmers, but Aaron Price from New South Wales, yep, who played collegiate golf in the United States as a result of finishing third this morning behind Leishman. He is now moved to 15th on the money list, and he's virtually, well, he is, it's a lay down mazir for him, so he'll be heading to the PGA Tour for the first time next season. So three guys guaranteed, Mark Leishman all but guaranteed, so they just continue to roll them out from the nationwide tour, the Australians, onto the PGA Tour, don't they?
Yeah, I sure do. Now, here we go, former Masters champion Zach Johnson, successful here in the Texas Open.
Yeah, he's been off the ball, really, for most of this year. Took 7 weeks off, went away and worked on his game and came back and was thanking the Lord a little bit afterwards again, I noticed this morning.
Oh, yeah.
It certainly seemed to get the job done for him. A narrow win, a two-shot, but it was fairly tight all the way down the stretch. But it was interesting to see the New Zealander, the 30-year-old New Zealander, Tim Wilkinson, who's in his rookie season on the PGA Tour, managing to finish second. And by virtue of that second-place finish, he too has guaranteed a return to the PGA Tour in 2009 because the $336,000 that he picked up takes his earnings to about $1.12 million and it will therefore mean that he will be back on the tour. And really, I think it's in many cases for a guy in their rookie season on the PGA Tour, it's just a matter of perhaps going through the processes, retaining your status, and if you're able to do that to a large extent, it's mission accomplished.
Yeah. What a great round of Steve Elkington's, though. A 9 under 61.
Well, and a 28 on the back nine, a stunning final round of 61. There were some pretty low numbers produced throughout the course of the week. I think there were three 61s, and Nathan Green started the tournament off with the first round of 62. So it's a golf course that was very conducive to low scoring, but that aside, Steve Elkington's final round, you know, only got him into, I think, maybe around about 20th position. But just goes to show that he's still capable of producing some pretty damn good golf, Steve Elkington, that's for sure.
Just on Wilkinson, Bruce, I was trying to get a good look at the caddy there. Was Tim Brasher on the bag?
Well, it's funny you should say that because he has been working for him, and I tried a couple of times, and it certainly didn't look like Tim Brasher on the bag. I know he was after working for Price for a little while on the European Tour a couple of years ago. He worked, went to the States and worked for Tim Wilkinson last year, and I think perhaps early this year. Now, whether they had a falling out or whatever it was,
well,
I don't know.
I just recall now, Solly, when we were talking to him a couple of weeks ago, he was back here for good, so we'd, he obviously has given that away.
Well, disappointing for him to have stuck with a guy for quite a long time, and then all of a sudden he gets his card. Look, I think he's going to be a very good player, Tim Wilkinson. He's a no-frill sort of a player. He's a left-hander, but he's a no-frill sort of a player, and I think he's just going to go quietly and quietly about his business, and I wouldn't be at all surprised if we see him contending again on the PGA Tour before too long and perhaps even getting across the line first. He really, he didn't putt well down the stretch, but he hit some very good quality shots, which suggests that he's more than capable of handling himself at this high level.
Now, what about the girls? Oh, I notice I like you a little bit here. Another Korean wins on the LPGA Tour. Now, there's a surprise.
Well, this girl, Inkyun Kim, surprisingly, is in her second season on the
LPGA. That's why I left her name to you. I could have used it, but I didn't know how to.
But she was very emotional afterwards. She spoke English, so any of those concerns were put aside, and she spoke well when interviewed after her final round today. So well done to her, and as we said, that factory that they produced over there,
yeah,
they just keep churning them out, don't they? It's amazing, really, pound for pound, and per capita. It's just amazing the amount of winners that they produce out of there. She won in the end by 3 shots over Angela Stanford. Yanni Tseng was third. The best of the Australians was Sarah Kemp, who's in her rookie season on the LPGA Tour. She was in a good position to have a very good finish to the tournament, but she dropped a couple of shots late and really cost herself a lot of money and perhaps a chance to retain her status on the LPGA Tour next season.
Game on, what, in a 77, just 3 ahead of Wendy Doolin.
Yeah, and disappointing for her because it was a crucial tournament. She doesn't get many more chances this season. She'll probably play in Hawaii this coming week, and then the LPGA Tour moves to Asia where it has co-sanction events, and because of her status on the LPGA Tour, she doesn't have sufficient status to be able to probably get starts in those co-sanction events because they take a limited amount from both the Korean Tour and also the LPGA Tour. So Sarah Kemp probably blew a very good opportunity today in the final round, it would seem.
Now, a couple of Aussies did all right in the Indian Open.
Well, you may recall we spoke last week about Darren Beck winning the two-day Pro-Am at Royal Pines and Robina Woods last Saturday. He finished that, went to the prize giving on the Saturday night, and thanked John Ryan, the tournament organiser, very much, because the $18,000 he picked up for winning that event assisted him getting his passage across to India, where he went across, played there, finished second behind the Chinese golfer Liang Wenchong. But he picked up a cheque for $108,000 to Darren Beck for finishing second.
Jeez, good on him.
And Adam Blythe, the guy from Yeppoon, who was originally from Yeppoon, he's played his golf in Brisbane for the last probably 10 years or so, but he's a very good, classy player, Adam Blythe. He's moved to 18th on the money list with $183,000 in Asia this season. So, again, one of those guys is just quietly sneaking along there, learning his craft, has his dad on the bag, and he picked up a cheque for $61,000 for finishing third at the Indian Open at the Delhi Golf Club behind that very, very talented Liang Wenchong, who shot 60 in the first round. In fact, Liang Wenchong had to birdie his final two holes today to get past Darren Beck. So I thought an outstanding performance by Darren Beck from New South Wales to back up after travelling over there from the Royal Pines tournament.
Okay, finally, finally, Bruce, the Eisenhower Trophy. It gets underway in Adelaide this week.
Yeah, not a particularly good performance by the girls at the Espirito Santo in Adelaide during the
course. What are the blokes like? Are they going to be any better chance?
Well, you'd like to think they'll do better than 15th on their home ground.
I mean,
Rowan Blizzard, Matthew Griffin and Tim Stewart are all lining up there, so we'll see how that goes, and we'll probably come back a little later in the week to preview that tournament, but let's hope they're able to do a little better than the girls did. And can I just quickly say before we leave, that performance by Mark Leishman, he won that tournament by a massive 11 shots.
Yep.
Can you believe that? And that is equals the best winning margin or the biggest winning margin on the nationwide tour. The last time that was done was way back in 1997 when a guy called Chris Smith won the Omaha Classic. So not only did Mark Leishman win, but he absolutely blitzed the field there and just highlighted further what a talented young player he is.
Okay, thanks very much for your time, Bruce. We will catch you later in the week. Good on you.
Okay, cheers, guys.
Okay, that's Golf with Bruce Young on 4BC. It's just on 6 to 8.